Welcome back. Listening to Inside the Great Outdoors. So I want to do a Facebook Live. And
you can't figure it out.
I can't figure it out. So if I give it to you, can you figure it out?
How did I know?
Oh, I'll let you. Well, we'll grab Lenny here while you're finding
it. Yeah, talk to Lenny.
Good morning, Lenny.
How you doing, Lenny?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
You were talking about beavers.
Yeah.
The longest beaver dam in the world is 2,790 feet long.
Wow.
Wow.
Almost a half a mile, a little over a half a mile.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's up in northern Alberta in a place called Wood Buffalo Park.
Hmm.
And it's just a huge, really long one that created a 17-acre lake. And it's just, I found it really interesting. Actually, if you go onto Google Maps, and if you put in longest beaver dam, you can see it from the air. It doesn't look like much on that.
Sure.
And it's isolated in the middle of nowhere, and I guess only one person has visited it because it's in the middle of nowhere in northern Alberta. But I thought that was interesting. I mean, I've seen beaver dams, you know, 50 feet wide maybe,
yeah.
Or many of them are, you know, 10, 12, 15 feet wide.
Yeah.
But this one is 2,790 feet long.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
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 And mud.
Yeah. And poop.
Yeah.
Huh. A lot of castor percent and everything else, which is interesting. Good. All righty. We appreciate it.
All righty. Have a good day.
Take care, Lenny.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so if people were listening last week, Carl talked about this new camera that he's getting. He got now as well. And it intrigued me so much that I went home, and by the end of the day, I ordered it. Because I didn't have to ask permission. But anyway, it is really cool. I have the version 2, which was quite a few years ago. This is 4. So I studied it. I compared it to GoPro.
This is a DJI Action 4.
Right.
And we both have the Action 2s.
Right. That's how it all started.
And I love mine.
Yeah. And so I... With my all the products that I'm selling on Amazon, I am allowed on some of them to put up video. And videos are so important. And we're putting, and I'm going to be putting all these as we do them on the website. So the people that are out there listening that don't go to the Facebook, don't have Facebook, you know, and there's a lot. So you could... The people that are listening to this can see what the heck we're talking about. So this particular one, but there's the nice thing is all these different attachments I have for the two are usable, which is great. But this one is really cool because it has battery charger. It comes with two extra batteries, so there's 3 batteries, and you can charge the camera from it, or you charge a battery. You could even take this charger and charge your phone. So it's a really cool attachment. But and then this, I don't know, I guess you'd call it an extension arm.
Selfie stick.
So is that what it's called?
Yep.
Selfie stick. So this, and these are cool because it's magnetic, so it's easy to clip it on. But it extends, and it extends, and it extends. Boo! I never even put it out all the way, and it goes more there. And so you want to talk about, you know, a selfie that you can have that camera way away from you. They even have, Carl, I don't know if you saw it, they have some software built in to the app for this thing that you can take out the
stick.
Selfie stick.
Yes.
So you could take selfie and...
It's blocking it out.
And it blocks it out. Amazing. Everything's there. And of course, your hand's going to look like this, but
it'll hide the strings that are making your mouth work and your arms.
Yeah, too. So this is cool. But this is the Action 4. It is so cool. And thanks to Carl. But as he told me about it,
it shoots. You can shoot slow mo. You can shoot 4K video. You can shoot, you know, stuff that's TV ready, the 1080p stuff, and
because they
all sorts of different settings on it, and it's a camera. It has three microphones on it, or you can attach an outside microphone to it. I mean, it's a great little camera.
Yeah.
And it's all magnetic.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. This clips on here, and I have this one because this base is magnetic. I can put it on the camera. I don't think this...
Hook it up to your selfie stick.
So it just... So you could see it. Oh, it's the wrong way. See, look at that. It just clips and it holds. I don't think this one, the Action 2 has the microphone where you can plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have that? Or
yeah.
It has a port.
Yeah, it's where you got to open the side on it, plug it into the side.
Okay. And there's a turn it off. And mm-hmm. But the other cool thing, I can't show it to you because of my phone's being used, but I can see the camera. So I could take this thing and put it way out there, and I can hold my camera in my hand, and I can position it
right
to see where it is.
It has a Bluetooth transmitter on the camera and Bluetooth on your phone. It'll connect to an app that you can see what you're shooting
and control it.
Control the camera from your phone.
Phone, right.
So you don't have to mess with the camera.
So it could be wherever. And the other thing is it has two screens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
front and back.
Front and back, which is really cool. I'm learning still so much about it.
There's all sorts of videos on YouTube about them and how to work the settings and which settings work best for which application. I mean,
so I think
they've got all sorts of hardware that goes with it that you can, you know, hook it up to a set of bicycle handlebars if you like a mountain bike or something, or it has a helmet mount. You can do a chest mount. You can do all sorts of things.
There's a screen there, and then there's a screen here.
Ah.
And it's waterproof,
yep.
Which is a cool thing.
It's already waterproof. You don't need to buy an extra.
Yeah, this is where it's sealed.
Yep.
So, and it's good down to 18 meters,
yeah.
Which is mm-hmm. 54 feet. So it is really cool. So I'm so grateful to Carl because he told me about it, and I'm still learning it. But there is so much online that can teach you about it. So it's so thank you, Carl. I mean, mm-hmm. I never would have known about it.
They're really cool little cameras.
And they're
not any more than a GoPro. I think they're a little bit less.
They
actually.
Are less. And it's with all the attachments that I could still use two. So I'll have some applications if I'm on the boat.
Right.
I can have both cameras going. And because
I think just the camera is like $299,
right?
With
all of this extra,
it's
free.
Called the bundle,
right?
Action bundle is $399.
Yeah, with the stick and this, and of course it comes with a. I bought this extra because,
and I can tell you as a photographer, with either still pictures or anything else, the most important thing is to have extra batteries.
Oh, gee, yes.
Because if you're out somewhere and you're shooting pictures and your battery dies and you don't have a backup,
right.
You're done. Always get at least one more battery, and this one came with three altogether, which is great.
I also there is a stick that looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
That is a battery pack. That goes like having 10 batteries or whatever.
Yeah.
This one, but I this is the first time I've opened it up so far.
Yeah.
And I mean, you want to talk about, you know, what is that?
Like what, four feet?
4 feet.
4 or 5
yeah.
feet.
And then
like
you
that.
Use your extension of your arm.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't get.
You could also use that as a snake stick.
Yeah.
And I can beat Carl. I can beat Doc with this thing. But it is amazing. It is amazing.
Don't get it too close to him. That magnet will stick to the plate in his head.
Yeah.
It'll look like a unicorn.
What is so cool is that there are so many attachments. This is a suction cup. This is a magnet. I mean, that's a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it on there. That's on there. And mm-hmm. it pivots and everything. So it's really cool, but a great tool. And it was like Doc said, you didn't have to get permission to buy it. But
yeah, if you make any sort of video, you know, even videos to your kids or grandkids, I mean,
right.
It's great. So
oh, yeah.
easy
or
to use.
If you're going on vacation or something like that. You
yep.
know?
Yes, it is. It's just so cool now. A very good company, DJI, and I didn't get none for
they
free.
They make the drones.
But
so.
That's how I found them. They started with the drones. Actually, it was a drone, and then I had a little stick for
the Osmo.
Yeah, what was that? A little camera.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Mini?
Maybe. And it's I'm so thrilled. But
and these will actually fit on an Osmo gimbal. They have a gimbal mount.
Yes, I had the gimbal, right. Yeah. And the thing about this camera, you could be going like this.
It has a stabilization mode built in.
Does it float?
No. They have a handle.
I have the flotation handle.
They have a flotation handle.
You can hook up
It'll hook on like this, and it'll float.
If you drop it in the water when you're out on your boat, it'll float.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the so there's so many
things. They were thinking of us,
Doc. You know who we're dealing with.
I know.
Yeah. That's why I'm afraid to fly my drone.
You can make cooking videos now, Joe.
Yeah.
Does it smoke proof?
And the other thing they have another app that you could do that, and it'll still be straight.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Leveling. That's what's amazing. But the bouncing, you know, you could walk, and it's so good. But the nicest thing I think that things have now is there are YouTube videos. I don't care what problem you have or what you want to research, they have it so that you can learn. And I studied it all day, and by the end of the day, it was ordered.
It'll teach you simple, you know, the easy use stuff and how to fix the settings for what you need it for.
What I'm thinking.
How to save your settings. You can actually set it up one way and
custom
save it.
And then
set it up another way and save it. So you can have like two or three different settings. You just have to go click that one.
What configuration?
Yeah.
What I am thinking that I should shoot it in 4K, 9x12, 60 frames per. Is that?
That's slow. Shoot it. If you shoot it 30 frames a second, it'll be 60 frames. It'll be a little bit slower.
In what way?
It's a little slow-mo. The higher the frame rate, the slower the.
Oh, so makes if it's, sense.
If it's 4K, 120 frames a second,
yeah,
it's going to be slow-mo.
Okay, so
30 frames a second is about normal.
So 30 frames per second at 4K.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hopefully the people listening, if you didn't get to understand because you couldn't see it, it will be up here shortly, sometime today or tomorrow, on iGo Radio.
I'm going to go play with mine, too.
Are you?
Put some video together and see if I may throw it on my YouTube channel and show
good.
It off.
Yeah, and to go see it, it's igoradio.com. Go to the menu, and so we'll keep reminding you so you can see what we were talking about. Because I think it's important. There's only so much you can put into words. So, and ooh, we're over time on the break, so we'll take a short break, and we'll be back.
Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth.
Hey, it's time to fill your freezer. Stop by and see Dion's Meats at one of their two locations. They're located at the West Side Market, or you can go to the corner of Pleasant Valley Road and York in beautiful downtown Parma. Dion's offers a wide variety of fresh local pork, beef, poultry, and deli meats. They also feature a select line of fresh veal and lamb products. Here at Dion's, our mission is to provide only the best quality of products, selection, and service. In business for over 10 years, Dion's strives for customer satisfaction, 100% quality guaranteed. We have local products delivered to us fresh every day. With over 28 varieties of fresh sausage, we have something for everyone. Don't know what's for dinner? Let us help you decide with our specialty line of oven-ready products. Dion's prepares everything on-site with fresh, natural ingredients. Dion's Meats, West Side Market and in Parma.
Do you enjoy a good story about hunting or fishing? Then you need to get your hands on Tales from the Trails, the real-life adventures of Castaway Coolis. Take a journey around the world with Joe as he recounts some of his best hunting and fishing trips, from Africa to Alaska, from behind the Iron Curtain to Australia. You can share in his memories through the book, complete with pictures to take you on the journey. It's a trip back in time looking through the eyes of an outdoors legend. Order your copy today on Amazon or at castaway.com. That's castaway with a K, .com.
For those that fish Lake Erie and are used to fishing with dipsy divers, I think they've got to try my diver, Castaway's magnetic diver. And what's so neat about it, it's a magnetic release. So you don't have to fight. But the problem with the regular dipsies is that they'll trip. You got to bring them in.
Or sometimes they won't trip.
This is a magnetic release, so you let it into the water, and as it has slack, it falls, and it sets, and then dives. And then when a fish hits it, it trips it, comes to the surface, and comes in. But the neat thing about it as well is you can fish with it. You can trip it. You can let it come up through the water column. You can reset it. So it's a great way to get a bait down and away from the boat. So it's Castaway's magnetic diver. But it's something, if you're a troller, you need to look into. It's a great product and a great way to make fishing a lot easier and a lot more productive. So order yours today.
The Inside the Great Outdoors Fishing Report, brought to you by Mogador Bait, Tackle, and Marine Repair. For all your fishing needs, head to Mogador Bait and Tackle and Marine Repair.
Welcome back. This is Inside the Great Outdoors. Time for the Fishing Report with Big Daddy.
Oh, fishing's been great, beyond great, actually. It's been
really,
even with the weather.
Really?
It has been all sorts of good. So the jig bite is on out in the Western Basin around the reefs out there. The reef complexes out near the Oak Harbor's doing really well out that way. And
yeah.
Turtle Creek and out in the Western Basin, up Fort Clinton, a lot of the head boats are going now. The Sassy Sal is in the water and all of those. So if you don't have a boat, you can jump on a head boat and do some jigging for walleye. So and they're catching. So a lot of the good eater size males, and every once in a while they get into a nice big female.
Yeah,
Maumee River still going hot and heavy.
Is it
with the spawns? Sandusky River in Fremont, they're getting walleye, and the white bass are even starting up.
Oh.
Off of Huron and off Lorraine, off Vermilion, they're catching walleyes. There have been two different areas off Lorraine. There's been an inshore closer bite in 18, 19 feet of water in close.
Wow.
Between Vermilion and Lorraine. And then further out on the edge of the dumping ground, that's where we were for the eclipse, it's probably 7 miles out, 49 feet of water, 50 feet of water.
Is that on top of the dump or?
We're on the edge.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And we went out far on Monday for the eclipse trip because the water was cleaner out there. In close, okay, the water was really, really muddy.
Yeah.
So there were some guys that Captain Gary was talking to that said they weren't getting anything inside because the water was so muddy, so we decided to go out farther. And you know, it wasn't hot and heavy, but we picked at them.
Yeah.
So.
But you weren't there for that anyway, really.
Right.
So.
Right. The guys wanted their fish. They got their fish, and they were very happy.
Sure.
And we didn't catch any junk fish.
Oh, really?
Not a one.
And, really?
All walleyes.
Wow.
Which was very nice. And I've heard some things about it picking up a little bit in Cleveland, too. So I know guys are out there checking. The water's still pretty messed up from all the rain. And if you do go out in the lake, you know, keep an eye on the weather. Can switch in a quick minute.
Yeah.
And you can get into trouble. Today I wouldn't recommend it. It's going to be very windy coming up, even though it's southwest. Southwest winds, it's going to be 20
to 40.
What about
that in close to 17, 19 foot?
It's still going to
blow you.
It's still going to get pretty nasty.
Okay, it's out far enough that it'll, okay.
It's still going to get nasty. I'd be very, 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 very careful.
Don't
go. That southwest wind is a heck of a wind, you know?
Yeah, south is way different. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So be super careful out there. There have been some good perch catches. I've seen a lot of perch being caught further east out in front of, like, Presque Isle Bay and up into Dunkirk, New York. Up
Why?
That way.
Why would that be?
It's just that time of year. They seem to have, well, Presque Isle Bay is a big spawning area for the perch. They go in there and spawn.
Oh, okay.
And they're getting them out in front, and they're getting them in the bay.
Okay.
And they're also getting the crappies in the bay, too.
How would the wind be affecting that today?
It'd be a little protected, but it's always windy up there in Erie on Presque Isle Bay.
Okay.
It's still going to, if you're out in the middle of the bay, it's still going to blow you.
Okay.
It's still going to go. I mean, you need to get, like.
So go inland if you want to go fishing.
And even inland, it's going to be tough because of the wind. I mean, if you
so you got to have your protected spots.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
If you know a cove on a south shore or a southwest shore of a lake,
yeah,
fish in those coves.
Okay.
The fish are in shallow anyway.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing. The crappies are moving shallow. Yesterday I went to Nemecilla. Like I said, I had one jig and one pearl color cast cray fluke.
Yeah.
And I caught like 15 or 16 crappies and then
probably
another at least dozen bluegills and red
ears. So it was fishable.
Oh, yeah. Nemecilla is beautiful. It's clear all the time. I'm telling you, somebody years ago described it to me as the only lake around that after a rain, the water gets cleaner, which is really weird. But it's really clear.
Even
Portage
with the
Lakes
wind.
Is really clear.
Yeah.
And then even with the wind.
Okay.
But you got to pick your spots.
Yeah.
Keep that wind to your back. I was fishing with the wind in my face. I didn't stay all that long. So I was only fishing for, what, two hours or so?
Yeah.
As soon as I got there, I caught some really nice. I caught one 13.5. First fish was over 13.
Wow.
Fish Ohio. Then a lot of 10s and 11s and a few 9-inchers.
Yeah.
And the smaller fish were males. The bigger fish were females, and you could tell because they had that big ball of
eggs. So they're still not spawned.
They're not spawning yet. They're still feeding.
Okay.
But they're getting very, super, very, very close.
So any day.
This week, with the temperatures today up in the mid-70s, during the week it's going to be up in the 70s. So I would imagine either later this week or next weekend, there are going to be a lot of fish dropping eggs and a lot of fish up shallow. So it's going to get even better shallow.
And it's going to be good temperatures all week.
Yes.
And the rains are supposed to be late in the day.
Right.
So
it's
should be ideal.
Once that water temperature gets up, I know a lot of my cast cray compadres that are on the pro staff with me, with cast cray baits, a couple guys went to Mosquito and did well out in the boat. Couple guys went to Lake Milton.
Oh.
And really got into some nice crappies. The two guys that were fishing, they had limits, so that's 30 apiece, anywhere from 10 to 14 inches.
Crappies.
Wow. At Lake Milton. So
now is there a limit on crappie?
30.
In some lakes, yes.
Oh.
Lake Milton has a 30 fish limit.
Okay.
Some of the lakes have no limit. And no size limit, but at Milton, they have to be 9 inches and a 30.
And where
limit.
Can you learn limits?
On the Division of Wildlife
pamphlet.
It has
it's
everything.
It's in the rules that you get when you get your license, and it's also on their website, wildohio.com. Just go to regulations, and you'll find it in there. All the regulations are there, but you'll find which lakes have the limit and which lakes don't.
Okay.
And so you'll know.
So you'll
sure.
know and you can't get right. caught off guard.
Right. So yeah, you always want to check. And
yeah.
You know,
since
30 crappies. Well, you think about this.
Oh,
30,
man.
30 crappies.
Yeah.
That's 60 fillets.
That's plenty of crappie.
That is a lot of fish.
More than you need.
But the other thing I was thinking about yesterday, because I released all the fish I caught yesterday, I would have had, you know,
yeah,
I don't know how much meat, but these fish were so thick and beautiful.
Wow. And they're firm
because
of the cold water.
Yep. And I could have kept all of those and then most of the bluegills because they were all 7 inches or better.
There's no limit on bluegills anywhere, is there?
Nope.
Okay.
And
But that's good to know because I wish
people would understand that when you go, especially this time of year, because starting about now through the month of May, you know, everybody turns into a crappie fisherman, and everybody's good at it because they're so easy to catch. You can catch them all sorts of different ways.
I have caught them on a bare gold hook.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll hit anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, just be careful how many you keep, because you don't want to keep.
Well, you don't want to waste.
They're very prolific.
Right.
And they will replace the population. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
The problem is fish of a certain size. If you're going to keep fish, keep the 9 to 11, maybe 12 inches. And, you know, if you get a big, big one and you want to keep it, that's fine. Just, you know, don't keep 10 of them.
Yeah.
Because the big, big ones are harder to come by. But especially, you know, in Ohio, it's a different growing season and everything else. And
it's good that they have that website, since there are some lakes that do have a limit and some that don't. So, you know, you need to read up, because there's no excuse.
And they change every year. I know.
Oh, really?
I don't think Mogador has a limit this year.
Oh.
A size limit. And I know Nemecilla doesn't have a size limit. But that doesn't mean to keep them all.
Well, you're not going to get, by the time you fillet it, you ain't going to have nothing to eat anyway. Yeah. So why waste it?
And that's, you know, don't.
And because the fishing is so good now, so you could stock up on all of, fill your freezer now while you have it, and then just
trophy fish.
That's
what guys do for, you know, they catch bluegills through the ice over the winter and put them in the freezer, and then use those in the spring.
Because they are so much better eating.
Fresh.
When they're from cold water.
Yeah.
They get soft and mushy in the summer.
And that, you know, 30 crappie or 60 crappie fillets is
a lot
of fish.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's just like, you know, you think about the 30 perch limit you have out west. That's 60 perch fillets is a lot of perch.
Yeah, and like here we had a limit of 10, but they were good size. So if you got 20 fillets of nice sized fish, don't say, why it can only... Well, go and release them. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, usually if I keep fish, I'll keep, you know, a dozen, maybe 15.
Yeah, you don't keep many fish.
No, because we'll use them up and...
You go catch
I'll have a couple of bags in the freezer, and then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then once those are gone, then I'll keep some more.
Yeah, okay.
So,
take that book, put it in a Ziploc bag, keep it in your tackle box so you know how many fish you're catching.
Yes.
And remember, mosquito and Pima tuning... Those lakes can whip up, and you can get 4-foot waves on them. The water is still cold, even with the life jacket on.
Yeah.
You can get hypothermia quite easily.
And dress for the water temperature, not the air temperature.
Yeah, because the wind is going to blow the water temperature on you.
Right.
So,
definitely be cooler on the lake.
Yeah.
Wool is the best.
Okay, well, we'll take a short break. Tales from the Trails coming up, then good news, and then it's time to
wear your beaver hat.
There you go. I had a pair of beaver gloves, and I have a lynx hat.
Ooh.
My mother made it for me, and it's warm. So
what
I have
kind of
a
sausage?
Pair of beaver kilt.
What kind of sausage is it?
Sausage?
Lynx.
Oh, Canadian lynx. It's in the bobcat family, maybe. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back.
Hey friends, whether it's winter snow or spring rain, if you've got cracks in your basement foundation, the water's coming in and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Well, there is, but you've got to take the steps. This is Bob France, and the first step is to call G&J Waterproofing of Cleveland at 440-687-6079. Listen, that water collecting in the basement, that's annoying, but the mold that comes with it, that's downright dangerous. You can't keep breathing that stuff in. Call G&J Waterproofing at 440-687-6079. Harry and his team at G&J are A-rated by the Better Business Bureau and Angie's List, and they've won every service award in the industry. They've also got the best warranty in the business because they do the best job in the business for the best pricing in the business. Call 440-687-6079 for a free inspection. Mention my name, and they'll beat any confirmed competitor's estimate for the same work. Get your basement done right from a company that's right. That's right. These guys are patriots who see things the way you and I see them. G&J Waterproofing of Cleveland, 440-687-6079 today.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media.
Welcome back. Time for the doc exchange. No, that was. We had.
I docked.
You did that. That's
I docked.
Right. Okay,
already.
We got.
We exchanged with Doc already.
I didn't check it off. So, so then this must be Tales from the Trail.
This is your section.
Oh,
here.
Okay. I'm glad I got it straight now. So, yesterday I had to deliver a book to a car dealer, and I went by the shop. And I've been, when I go to the post office, I don't go to that one too often in Bedford downtown. I seen that there was now a sign on my old building. And I thought that it was all rented out to a caterer, so they didn't need a storefront. But I guess it was been sitting there. So anyways, I see on the thing that it's a designer eyewear place. And so when I went by, because I saw a sign painted on the window, you know, how they put the white... But there was mannequins and there was, I thought, oh, they're open, I think. So after I dropped it off, I stopped. So I go in. Two guys were sitting by a little table. They were eating lunch and a lot of glasses. So I go in and I says, okay, if I look around. And they said, sure. Two real nice gentlemen, a younger guy and the owner. His name is David Ford. So I says, I used to own this place for 50 years, 50-some. You're the guy. Man, their eyes lit up like they were kids getting a Christmas candy or something. They were so thrilled. And, oh, man, you know.
You're still around.
Yeah.
They find any freeze-dried animals in the walls or anything?
No, but it's really interesting. I said, they were so happy to see me. They asked me about Roy Rogers and stuff, and they say, I says, could I look around? And, oh, yeah, I'll show you around.
What about Dale Evans?
No, just Trigger.
Okay.
And their dog.
Bullet.
So I had a reception that I couldn't believe. I just thought they would know who I was and, you know, just, can I look? Oh, yeah, come on, I'll show you. He's a fashion designer, not only with glasses, but they had all these summer jackets and clothes. And I said, can I take some video? He said, sure. So he walked me through the whole place. I was amazed. He got the whole place. Upstairs, I know they turned into apartments. They actually enclosed the walk-in freezer, the big freezer, so you can't even get to it. I don't need it. But he has all these photo rooms. You know, so I got a question.
You should have left it open. He could put his cold weather gear in there.
to test it. So he has all these big photo booths that I had where we worked. So I want to ask you a question. They had all kind of questions. What's this flapper thing in this little room? I says, this is where I painted all those thousands of fish. And I would lift that up and as an exhaust, and I had my wheel in front that I could spin. I could paint 8 fish at a time. And I'm wondering if all that acetone fumes causing me any problem. I mean, I don't see any big problems, but I always wonder about that. Yeah, probably. But I, you know what I used to do, which was not good?
It's called huffing.
Huffing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
when
feel...
You purposely inhale paint to get stoned.
But see, I didn't ever feel anything. I didn't feel overly happy or I'm working.
I don't know, Joe. You're a pretty happy guy.
I'm working. I'm painting my fish. Mm-hmm. What I used to do... Okay, so maybe that's why they came out so good. But I didn't smell it, you know.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, Bob, are you happy with that? Oh, I'm very happy.
No, because I actually took the fish out to the employees and said, how does this look, you know?
Well, you're the boss. What are they going to say? Well, oh, it looks like I would put that on my wall. No, they're going to tell you, oh, that's the best looking fish I ever saw.
Well, their eyes did light up when they saw it.
I've never seen so much of a rainbow on a rainbow trout.
Really? I took pride. I really took pride in my fish. Well, everything
no, you
I
did.
Did.
You did a great job on your fish.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
I got those couple of walleye you did.
Oh, yeah.
They are,
yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
I have a walleye and a deer head.
Mm-hmm.
You have a walleye?
Yeah.
Oh. And a deer.
And a deer. Just the antlers.
Oh, the antlers, yeah. Yeah.
Like a Euro mount?
Yeah, Euro mount. I didn't do the covering. My mother might have, though. Anyway, so I would take, because I had like five airbrushes from pencil thin to, well, a big gloss gun. But I would take it to test it, and I would do it on my nail to see how fine it was and adjust it. And I'd always put it on my nail, my left nail, to test it. I probably wasn't too smart. But anyway, so I explained that to him, and he walked me through everything, and then the big freeze-dry room is still, there's a lot of empty space yet, but he is so thrilled with it, and he says, so another older gentleman came in, and he waved, oh, how you doing? And he used to come and buy bait, you know, and he says, how old are you now? And I says, 80. I couldn't believe it. But they treated me like I couldn't believe. I was amazed. He says, everybody in Bedford, his whole thing now is brand, his brand. And he says, he showed me pictures. He rented.
You didn't show him your brand, did you?
No.
I remember that time in Mongolia. Right on the, they missed the yak and got you.
Oh, yak.
Right on your dupa.
Oh, yeah. He rented these building billboards, what are they? 100 foot, I don't know, 200-300 feet tall. Mm. And like the side of the building is a billboard, electronic billboard. He said, yeah, I advertised my brand on there. Cost $5,000 for 3 1-hour episodes, I guess you'd call it. So he is. And he's from Bedford, and he still lives here. He's been doing it for 13 years, and so I did look up his eyewear's like, whoo, big time. And he's in Bedford, but he says everybody in Bedford knows you are. I says you're kidding. He says no, people still come in and ask what happened in that. But I could not have been welcomed anymore. I didn't expect it. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be some guys. And they wouldn't even know who I am or whatever. But it was so heartwarming. When I left there, I took a bunch of video. And when I left there, I was like on cloud nine, like I was spraying fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so surprising. And my sign is still up on top, coolest freeze dry. And I said, I was going to take it home and put it on my barn. I thought, well, I'll leave it there. He said, well, they're kind of been hinting about maybe taking it down. So I got to leave him my phone number because if they do, I want to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
But to see what they did and how they changed things, I'd love to see the apartment sometime to see how they redid that. Because I told them how big the building was. And it's like, God, I don't know how many times, 400 or 500 times bigger than when it was. It was like 14 by maybe 30. And now, God, I don't even know. Now it's 11,000 square foot. Mm. So and so I put my life in there and how I built it and saw it. and then to see what somebody else with different ideas mm-hmm. had, and in all the rooms, he still got a lot of space he could use, mm-hmm. but he has all these huge, like this whole studio, a photo booth, you know, with a light in the backdrop and all that, and then his work, you know, some fashion, so he's not just some rum-dumb guy. I mean,
he's doing photography in
there,
too.
He's doing photography.
I'm sure he's taking pictures of the eyewear and his fashion designs
things like that.
Yeah, and it's David Ford, and sunglasses, $700.
Mm-hmm. That's as much as a good fishing pole.
It's a little bit more, isn't it?
Some of the fishing poles are $700.
Are they really?
Easy.
Mm-hmm. I see these pool sticks for sale, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Make you a better pool player.
Yeah, right. but it was a surprise. I think that's why it's so dramatic.
It's like golf clubs.
Well, yeah.
Like sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he could not have been more welcoming. And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't expect a guy that you don't never met.
It's always nice to hear from people that, you know, you don't have a connection to saying, hey, I know you. You know, I get that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I'm all shy about it. And
well, yeah.
I don't take compliments well.
No, I don't either.
I'm just like,
I know exactly. I don't get it.
You know.
I don't get it.
I'm thankful for it.
Exactly.
It's humbling.
It's humbling because you hear it, and to me it's a surprise. It's, yeah, everybody comes in, knows you, and he says, all of Bedford knows you. And I'm like, I don't get it.
I don't have to worry about it.
You should model his clothes and his glasses and put a picture up in there, and people would be like, that's Joe.
You know what? That's really not a bad idea.
It would be an eye catcher.
I'm going to ask him that. Can I model one of your glasses?
I know him. Is he still around?
Yeah.
He might go for that. Because he was just...
A leopard print jacket with a black shirt underneath.
Khaki hat.
Yeah, and gold-rimmed glasses with his lion claw.
Yeah, and that
look sharp, man.
Khaki hat with the zebra trim.
That's right.
With the zebra hatband.
That photo would be so sharp, people would look at it and start bleeding.
I'm going to, because he does a lot of social media, and I'm going to ask him. That'd be neat.
Juana Joe.
Yeah, wow. So because he sees it all the time. Because people are going to go in there. They've been going there for, you know, to just see what's in there maybe now. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give him a call.
Tell him you won't even charge him.
No. Just so he don't charge me. But anyway, that's my story, sticking to it. And we got good news, Keo, on the other side. So we'll take a break and be back.
Cleanse of the soul.
Fireplace Shop of Northfield has been serving Northeastern Ohio for 38 years, and we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We're running our fall special for the chimney cleaning and inspection for your wood or gas fireplaces. We also specialize in gas, logs, pellet stoves, and inserts. We will thoroughly clean the chimney and firebox and do up to a 21-point safety inspection to make sure everything is in good, safe working condition for you to use. We offer masonry repairs, chimney liners, SS caps, gutter cleaning, waterproofing, chimney rebuild, and certified gas line installations, and give free estimates. We are licensed, insured, and bonded, and accept all checks and all major credit cards. Call 330-468-0303. Stop in and visit our newly decorated 6,000 square foot showroom with 50 burning displays.
Winter driving in Northeast Ohio is challenging at the best of times, downright scary at the worst of times. Thanks to my neighborhood discount drug mart, I'm ready for anything. Windshield washer fluid, de-icer, scrapers, and snow brushes for all the cars. And then, so we don't end up stuck at home, I picked up new snow shovels, plus driveway markers just so we can find the driveway to begin with. I also got some ice melt for the walkway and porch. Do your worst, Old Man Winter. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inside the Great Outdoors. I'm listening to two guys in the studio have no brains. All we're doing is laughing today. How about that, Joe?
No brains. Wow.
No. Sawdust up there.
We're giving him suggestions, oh, Joe. You can just imagine.
We're both a wealth of advice for Joe.
Yeah, so. Constant advice.
Yeah.
No, that was my grandmother's favorite saying. Have you no brains? You know.
Have you no brains?
Have you no brains? Oh, yeah. I have about five sayings. You know.
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Valid
right. Question. And they're loaded with them today, boy. I'll tell you what.
That's right.
So what good news we got?
Well, let's see. Let's take a look. News Herald is saying, hey, this is another free event, by the way. Doesn't cost you anything except your time and maybe a little bit of gasoline. But the on April 16th.
Day after tax day.
Yeah, right. 7 p.m. at Penitentiary Glen there in Kirtland is the an event called Social Songbird, the Purple Martins. And they're having a renowned authority, and I can't recall his name right now, speak about Purple Martins and how to, you know, set up your own Purple Martin nesting boxes and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I was interested to learn that our martins, the ones that we, you know, have around here, overwinter in Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. They are our largest swallow, and they are entirely dependent upon people.
That's true.
If were it not for people putting up nest boxes, it's unlikely there would be any around here at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I have to say, quite a few people around here do put up martin houses.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are Amish.
This is true.
And it's kind of a thing among the Amish. There's a couple of salvage stores that we frequent in Middlefield Township and Burton Township that have huge areas set up for them. They have like, 8 or 10 poles up with martin houses on them.
Do they ever sell them?
Yeah.
Do they what?
Ever sell them?
Do they have them in the thing to sell, to buy?
Martin houses.
I've seen them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah. And most of them now have a little mechanism on them where you don't have to take the pole down or you know, pivot on a large pole.
It's on a wire.
And it slides down?
It's on a wire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a little crank on it, and the pole slides right through the center of the martin house.
Oh.
Yep. And so you can
How much
crank
would that
it down
cost?
In wintertime.
Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
No, they're not cheap. They're not cheap.
Okay.
I know the Portage Lakes area has the Portage Lakes Purple Martin Association, and they put up martin nesting poles all over the Portage Lakes area. And in the summertime, the mosquitoes are not bad at all.
No, they really cut them.
And did you know in the early spring like this, when they start coming back and it's really cold, if there aren't enough bugs out for them to eat, they can starve.
Ooh.
But what the Portage Lakes Purple Martin Society does is they will scramble eggs and put and grind up the eggshells and mix it in with the eggs, and they take a little plastic spoon and go out by these nest poles,
flip it around,
and flick it up in the air, and the purple martins come down and catch the eggs and eat them.
Wow. Really?
And they actually have days where you can go out and feed the purple martins with them. So
that'll be.
Man,
it's really, really cool.
I'm surprised John, our Johnny on the spot, doesn't tell people when it is.
Mm-hmm. I bet the kids have egg fights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Boy Scouts help them out and help them clean them and set them up and all sorts of stuff. So it's a great program. You know, very interesting bird.
The Amish use a lot of gourds.
Yeah.
And they even have fake gourds. You know, they make these plastic gourds that you can put up that are easy to clean.
Does that work for Purple Moon?
Yeah, works really well.
I will do a search and see if I could find Joe a Purple Martin nesting.
So it'll attract other birds, too. It'll attract tree swallows and everything.
Because I do have a lot of swallows, like when I'm cutting the grass and kicking up bugs that they'll be following.
Those are cliff swallows, usually.
What are they?
Usually cliff swallows.
Cliff swallows. Yeah.
Or barn swallows.
So if I put a house up,
if I put a house up,
is there a chance that purple martins, if I've never seen them, would come around?
Yeah, you got those ponds. Sure. Keep it way away from your house, though. Keep them away from the house.
Okay.
You know, they're actually.
You know what you have to be prepared to do is get rid of sparrows and starling.
Right. Yeah, because they'll nest.
I got a lot of them.
You have to be pretty hard-hearted about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I remember there was an old-timer neighbor of mine that has a number of, he's passed on now, but he had a number of boxes up. And he would sit out there with his pellet rifle on his porch and knock the house sparrows off. They will take over.
They are an invasive species, so it's not
both
like you're
of them
yeah.
are.
And
starlings and sparrows.
And they're not protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, isn't bad for one of these.
I actually have a sparrow trap that you put inside the Purple Martin house.
Really?
And it's got a little trap door that comes down. Then you reach in and you grab the sparrow or the baby sparrows. Then you feed them to the bass in your pond.
Whoa. Go ahead, Carwood.
This is at a site called bestnest.com. They have an 8-gourd purple martin feeder with pole for $78.
Oh, gee. Well, it's just made out of gourds.
It's the plastic gourds that fit together. They're two pieces. You snap them together and hang them on the pole. You got 8 gourds.
Wow.
So you're able to clean them afterwards.
Yeah.
That a male or female?
So it doesn't have to be that
free shipping. So there you go.
So it don't have to be that big wooden house with all the.
No, it doesn't have the gourds are nice. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I got a couple of those I can add to your
collection. Stock ships from Ohio, so it must be an Ohio company.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
I see.
That's not very expensive, and they have them. They have that's the lowest price. The 8 gourd is $78, and the 16 gourd is like $320.
Yeah, that's a little pricey.
So,
but
that's
the other,
16 gourds.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Well, wait a minute. If you buy 2 8s at $74, that's only $140.
Mm-hmm. But the 16 are on one pole. The two eights would be on two poles, which isn't a bad idea.
Does it say how high it is?
Yeah, well,
that makes a difference.
Got to be, you put it together.
Did I ever tell you about the beautiful purple martin house that I made?
Yeah.
And lightning struck it.
Yeah. Wow.
And 125 inches high.
125, 10 foot. Wow.
10 foot pole.
Plus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Wow. Man, we're just a wealth of knowledge today.
Look at that. I didn't know they were that cheap.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't either.
I wonder what's the closest you could put it to your house and work.
You want to get it about at least 100 yards from your house.
Oh, that far.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Joe, maybe you should head out to Penitentiary Glen on Tuesday and sit in on the Purple Martin talk.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Huh. Very interesting. Good.
And eat some scrambled eggs.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
There you go. You got any? I actually.
Look, buffet.
I actually do that for the chickens. I take the eggs that are cracked or whatever, I throw them in a blender hole and grind them up into, and then put them in a frying pan, fry them up, and then take them out to the chickens so they're getting calcium. And if I do have a bad egg when I'm in the coop, I realize I can take it and throw it on the ground. They'll eat it up, but it doesn't. They don't relate that to the fresh eggs that are sitting in the egg collector. So, what about some culture? We're getting up at the end here.
Well, quickly speaking of an Ohio company, the Department of Justice is suing an Ohio company for polluting Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Campbell Soup, in Napoleon, Ohio, has been dumping broth.
Yeah,
it sounds funny. It's not funny. But it is funny.
Yeah.
And it's contributing to the.
I should have thrown some noodles in there.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And our quote comes from, since that's out of Napoleon, our quote comes from Napoleon Bonaparte. We all know that he said an army travels on its stomach, but the rest of the quote is soup makes the stir.
Oh,
all
righty.
I'm serious.
And real quick, congratulations to.
See you, Joe.
Jaylee. What's her name? I had it up here. She caught the new state record blue cat in New Richmond, Ohio. 101 pounds, 11 ounces.
Whoa. That's cool. Well, get out there and make some.
Jaylin Packer.
Packer.
Congratulations.
There you go. There you go. Get out there and make some memories. Beautiful day today. Maybe you don't want to be in the water, but you could maybe go to a pond or go for a walk or go look for some morels, all kinds of things you could do. Make some memories. Very important. Also, we talked about our Facebook Live, which will now be on igoradio.com. Go to menu, then go to videos, and you can see what we talk about on this show. So, very important. Important to be smiling. Keep smiling. It's, ain't got time to be wasted, and smile makes your day. So, remember to do all of that stuff. And as my mother would always tell me, among other things, don't take any wooden nickels.
You've been listening to Inside the Great Outdoors with Joe Koulis, Joe Keough, and Dr. Norm. Join us every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on AM 1420 The Answer. Download the podcast of today's show and previous broadcasts at igoradio.com. Follow the show on Facebook and get interactive with the cast and crew. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week, 7 a.m., right here on AM 1420 The Answer.